Heather, you smell funny.
Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
You're in a room with somebody 4 hours a day. You work with them for a long time. You sit in the same confined area every day. You notice things like when they walk into a radio studio and they smell odd. Heather, you smell odd today.
Being an adult sucks, Wicket. And I'm not even the collector's edition of adults. Unlike you, Offspring for me is still a band.
I'm so generic.
I have different perfume on than I normally have.
I know.
It's citrus. It's not unpleasant.
Where is it from?
It's a citrus essential oil that I have because I'm out of my signature scent that you and the rest of the world are used to.
Mm.
Which is Jo Malone, Tuberose Angelica, mixed with a little bit of lavender.
Okay.
That's what I normally smell like, Wicket.
All right. I think this new stuff is driving my allergies insane.
Oh, no.
I really do. I want you to know that. I've just took a Claritin. I'm having a problem. Like, no, fall allergies hit me, but I've noticed, and I've tried not to bring attention to it.
Uh-huh.
But I think your essential oil today is driving my allergies insane.
Well, I'll go wash my wrists after we get off the radio.
It's
live.
Hard to talk and look at you.
All right.
But you walked in and you smelled a little different.
I had a dollar for every time a man said, it's hard to talk and look at you. Thanks for that, Wicket.
But you do have a different smell, and it is because of your essential oils today?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a fence.
Yeah, I know.
In the house.
Yeah.
I just went camping last weekend. Mm-hmm. I've got vacation to burn before the end of the year. Or we lose it.
Right.
So I'm planning.
Use it or lose it.
Planning a trip next month. So, you know, I'm at the point where I have to be an adult and try to save a little bit of money.
Mm.
And the $180 that I'd normally spend on the perfume is
not happening. Back the truck up. $180 on perfume?
It's the first thing to go, Wicket.
Well, that's a smart sacrifice to make.
Budgeting sacrifice to make. Now,
I'm proud of you for being an adult. That's a good expense to cut out when you need to save a little money.
It's not like every day, Wicket. I mean, it's a solid 8 months of fragrance.
Okay, it lasts you a while.
Yeah, but all right. It just so happens that I am now out, and I'm not going to be replacing it probably till maybe Christmas.
Ooh.
But like right now, it's not happening because I've got too many other expenses. And I don't.
So what perfume? I might buy you perfume, this bottle that you like, so you don't come in smelling like my allergies are exploding. I might go to Macy's or whatever today and buy it.
Damn it, at Yonkers.
Okay.
And Amazon.
Yonkers just closed.
Amazon.
Yonkers closed over at Valley West.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. A
couple years ago, actually.
They must have. Well, what is the place that I go to then? I went there recently.
Do they move Yonkers? They move it over to Jordan Creek, is that right?
No. I went there recently, Wicket.
To Yonkers?
I thought it was called Yonkers. Maybe it's called something else.
The old Yonkers.
It's the department store right at the end of Valley West Mall. What is that called? Whatever that is.
Okay.
Is where you can get it.
Okay.
So, yeah, being an adult sucks. Cutting that out for now, because it's the easiest thing to cut out.
$180 though. That's
the extra thing. You could just put it in your Amazon cart. I mean, I didn't tell you to manipulate you, Wicket.
You see what she's done here? You know, you just put it in your Amazon cart and whatever. Anyway, laser.
But what do you I'm sure you've budgeted before.
Oh my God.
I mean, you have children.
We have three kids.
I can't even imagine. What's the first thing to go when you realize that you're cutting it a little tight?
My happiness. When the three kids came, you know, we stopped going out, but we were going to stop going out anyway because we have the three kids. So
right.
That had to go. Honestly, and I know this is, you're not supposed to talk about this on the radio, but I used to have satellite radio. That was $15, $20 a month, whatever. That went right out the window.
Yeah.
That's a budgeting thing. We downsized our subscription services like Hulu and Netflix, mm-hmm. and all those things. So, you know, it was $10 here, $20
right.
there. I'm trying to think what else we cut out, but those were little things. Just, you know, you cut out two or three little things and it's $10, $20, whatever, and all of a sudden you've saved $80 a month. And that goes a long way. So when you're buying diapers the way we buy diapers, right, or stuff at the time, formula a couple of years ago, all of that. So those are a couple of little things for me.
Well,
I had to downsize my car. I really liked my car. I don't love driving, but I loved my car that I had a couple of years ago. I had a really nice Hyundai Sonata Turbo, like all the bells and whistles. It didn't let me get out of the lane. It had lane. It was like when that was new. Mm-hmm. But now I have a minivan. It's got heated seats. That's all I got.
You love your minivan. It is one of the nicer minivans I've been inside. It's the only minivan I've been inside, but it's the nicest minivan. I don't normally hang out with dudes with kids.
That's very true. You don't.
I mean,
I don't see you, going from the mini to the minivan.
Right.
I don't see. Although the mini could fit in the minivan. We put ramps on the back of the minivan. We could push the mini into the minivan.
Seriously. But, also, if I had a dollar for every time on the camping trip I just got back from, that some over testosteroned dude with a big truck said, "I could put your mini in the bed of my truck, little girl." Oh my god! Get it? It's small.
It's little.
Understood.
Yeah.
Go back to your own fire.
And also, I was trying to think, something else popped in my head. Oh, we definitely got on our same cell phone plan and got like the family plan. So, you know, those little things are on there.
Curious what you cut out. 244-1033 when the budget's a little bit tight and
things get a little
that extra thing where you say, nope, gonna save that money this month.
I think I go to Starbucks less than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I still go occasionally, but I make more coffee at home or drink the slop we have here at Laser.
See, for me, coffee, I can cut back on and make a dent because I drink so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I will completely eliminate sometimes, which people find appalling, is I will stop buying paper towels because to me, paper towels are
what?
A luxury. You can use a rag that you can then rinse and dry.
Mm.
Paper towels are just completely disposable. To me, it's like a big waste of money when you can use a dish rag. So paper towels will go before all the coffee out.
Oh
goes.
My gosh.
Like, I'll do coffee once a week still and get rid of paper towels before I completely give up once a week.
Can't
coffee.
Do that when you have kids. Can't do that.
Okay.
Because they spill everything.
Everything.
244-1033. What's the first thing to go when you need to save money?
The Laser. 244-1033.
What is the first thing you cut when you're looking to save money?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
I got divorced. I saved lots of money.
Wasn't the divorce expensive, though? Isn't that costly?
Sometimes it's cheaper to keep them, but sometimes it's worth to get rid of them.
Good God. What was she spending a lot of money on?
About $300 a month on hair supplies and getting her hair dyed, haircuts.
Well, yeah, she was trying to spend money so she could look beautiful for you.
It wasn't for me.
I was going to say, or maybe it wasn't for him.
Wasn't for me.
Hey, man, thank you for the phone call.
Laser, who's this?
Bob,
what's the first thing to go when you're budgeting?
We don't go out as much anymore. Don't order in or anything like that. We just kind of make sure we eat at home.
Do you meal prep?
We set it up and then we shop for what we exactly need. We just make up a meal plan for the week.
What is your budget meal? Because when I'm on a budget, my salads suddenly go from like, oh, the nice cherry tomatoes and the avocado and
bag salad, and
all the, like all of a sudden it's literally just lettuce with some dressing.
Well, we don't really do that. I mean, we still make spaghetti and garlic bread and all that stuff, but it's so much cheaper to do it at home.
True,
and you don't have to cut out on your perfume. Because they got fragrance.net. You need to go on there.
Oh, fragrance.net.
Damn it, Bob.
I buy all mine from there. I'm a fragrance guy. I wear it all the time.
Oh, you're a fragrance guy.
Wait, let's see how much this costs on here. No, actually, for the same size, it's more expensive than Amazon. It's $227.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then it's no You know, I just thought I'd throw that out.
Bob, you now owe her $40.
All right. I will be at Knot Fest, so I'll give you that $40 difference.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
He'll pay you in $40 drink tickets or whatever.
Exactly.
What says Facebook, Wicket? What's the first thing to cut in a budget when you're a little bit tight?
Most a popular answer is eating out, people mm-hmm. going out to dinner. Casey writes, first thing I did was stop buying smokes. So when I read this, mm-hmm. I'm like, congrats on quitting smoking.
Oh, yeah.
She said, no, I started buying tubes and tobacco and got an automatic cigarette roller.
Oh, I didn't even know they made those.
Ben has cut down on meth. Tabby says
probably
eating,
a good idea regardless, Ben.
Tabby says eating out subscription services. I like HBO Max and Stars, but I don't need them. Mm-hmm. And I spent over $600 a month eating out. She used to eat out every day.
Wow.
That's a lot of going out to eat.
Yeah.
And you should learn from Chris. When money's tight,
don't get coffee anymore.
Chris says energy drinks.
Oh.
Could you cut out Bang and Monster and all of these? Or is that too close to your heart rate exploding? Is that too close to your heart? Heather, do we need to talk about this?
I don't know, Wicket. I might actually...
You're cutting out perfume. That's big.
Can you see my eye welling up with a tear thinking about being so destitute that I couldn't afford a Bang? When you start budgeting, what is the first to cut out of your life?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
I know the big one's always fast food, going out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, possibly, marijuana.
But you wouldn't know those people.
Exactly.
Well, good.
Another perspective. You always try to find a side gig and just make a little extra money.
I mean,
I've been trying to side hustle, but nobody will have me because I have no skills outside of this studio. And every other skill that I have is in breach of the morality clause in my contract. And probably my relationship,
and I'm
too.
Like, man, maybe we could pay her to babysit. Nope, terrible idea. Horrible, horrible plan.
Yeah.
I can't believe you brought up marijuana. Doesn't seem to be something that would be the first to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like alcohol to a lot of people. You know, they just need it to get through the day and stuff.
It's funny. My wife, she's a Tito's lady. She's very, very loyal to Tito's, which is not the cheapest vodka in the world. So she's like, all right, let's buy a cheaper vodka. We're just going to try a little money, a little here and there, you know. She took two drinks, and she said, we got to cut elsewhere. I got to go back to Tito's. Yeah. And she didn't finish that bottle. Like, we still have it. I think we gave it to our nanny. It's like, hey, you know, I'm not a vodka guy, and she's a Tito. She is so loyal to Tito's.
What's your name?
This is Nate. Hey, thanks, too, for having that Norm tribute this morning, man. That hit hard, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
How old are you, Nate?
Man, I'm only 25, but...
Oh.
I've watched Norm, you know, SNL. He was a little chubby on frickin' My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I loved him. So, very sad.
It sucks that we lost him so young.
Are you in a relationship, Nate?
Yes.
Is it with a girl?
It is.
It would make me very happy. If your girl would get one of those custom license plates that is an N, an 8, an S, and then a GRL. Nate's girl. It fits on the license plate.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
I used to,
oh, my God. That's cute.
I used to have a thing for a guy named Nate. It never materialized, and I wanted that license plate to exist. And maybe it can exist here in Iowa with your lady.
From what it sounds, his loss, Heather.
Oh,
thank you,
Nate.
Thank you, Nate. Another. We had Rich earlier. Now we've got Nate.
People are very nice today.
I know.
A lot of Iowa nice coming through the phones here today.
Welcome.
So
to
this
the niceness.
This morning, Heather walked in the studio, and immediately noticed there was a new odor coming from you.
Yes, it's a citrusy scent. It's one of my essential oils that I normally do not break out for the daytime.
It made me cry.
And sneeze.
So I'm allergic to whatever new scent yeah. you have donned today.
And I was forced to tell Wicket that I ran out of my perfume, and it's like $180.
It's an expensive bottle of perfume, you know, but you get the big one. You do. You don't get the little guy. You get the big one.
It lasts for almost a year, and I just ran out, and you know, I just went camping last weekend. I'm planning a vacation for next month, and it's just like
the fence. You bought a fence.
But got a fence. Can't justify that amount of money right now. So it's like that was the first to go from my budget.
So what do you cut out when you need to save money? 244-1033. For me, it was I'm not supposed to say this, but satellite radio had to go, which mm-hmm. is fine. Actually, I don't even miss it. Mm-hmm. The subscription services for TV.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to combine cell phone plans. Getting Lee and myself getting on the same cell phone plan was really, really big.
I like that one because you're not giving anything up. You're just reworking the system.
Right. We're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. That's all we're doing.
What is yours? 244-1033. The laser. When it's time to conserve your cash, what is the first thing you cut?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
The alcohol.
How much do you normally spend on booze in a month? Or do you just buy a lesser product?
I usually buy Captain Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually wait till when it's on sale, like when Fairway sells a big bottle of Morgan.
Yeah.
You buy two, you get they're $18 a piece. Normally one Morgan is $32.
Good tip. Hey, Laser, what's the first to go when it's time to cut from the budget?
It's called plastic crack.
Plastic crack.
Okay. Expound on that.
As Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to admit that would be cutting out my Transformer toy collection.
Oh, you stopped buying toys.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing.
Plastic crack, your toy addiction.
If you want to consider it an addiction, that would be... My house is like a museum of Transformer toys.
Hey, you know what? People do that with like football helmets or bobbleheads or Legos or whatever it is. His is Transformers.
Well, you know, I don't believe, Optimus Prime, that it is an addiction because you are clearly able to stop. It is therefore a hobby. It is on the hobby line and not over the line with addiction.
No, it's an addiction. Because I can definitely feel like I've lost a limb from my person and like, no! God, no! It literally feels like I've got this feeling of torment in the center of my chest going, put more in, make it better.
Oh, that does sound addiction-y, Wicket.
Over on Facebook, Charlotte, when you have to budget, the first thing to go are subscription boxes and the little extra vacations they take. I don't know what a little extra vacation is, but I'm sure it's like a day trip.
Yeah.
You know, or you stay, maybe you're out in the burbs or the sticks and you come downtown, stay in a hotel for a night, go to a show. Look, I understand that.
Or you go to like Big Creek Lake, you rent a kayak or something.
Right, yeah. Right. Tanya cuts out Starbucks. She says, I make cold brew coffee at home now.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a really popular one, cable TV. Hmm. You can get a $20 antenna. Like I don't have cable. We have a lot of subscription services. It's still cheaper than cable. But you can get an antenna and get like 40 channels through the air that you may or may not know about for $20. Buy the antenna one time, and then it's it. We get we get Hulu free, I think. We pay for Netflix. We have some illegal apps, but we get to watch anything we want to watch.
See, I would do that, but I've got internet. With the cable that comes with it, yeah, and it's only like an extra $4. So
$4 is $4. $4 is $4 towards your $180 perfume.
No, but it would be more expensive just to have the internet than it is to have both.
Gotcha.
So it's like, hey,
what do you pay for cable and internet? Do you have any idea? It would be $75 bucks for just internet.
I pay a lot, Wicket, because I have an advanced security system, so I have two different internets running.
Whoa.
Whoa. So, you know,
I'm
doing all the technology things with broadcasting work from home.
Oh.
So I've got the, what are they called? The fibers? Like, mm-hmm. So I've got one company that does that only. I've got the maximum level for that. And then
you have Mediacom and Century? CenturyLink?
Yeah, CenturyLink and Mediacom. I have both of them.
Man, you're not messing around.
I'm not at all. I've got two running. And it's actually a blessing in, you know, because nothing ever goes out, because I've always got internet because I've got two different companies running. So
I feel like somebody from CenturyLink or somebody from MediaCom is listening to you right now and is like, why don't we just get her to consolidate and go with one? We have the capability to do both.
Well,
I know media. I don't have CenturyLink, so I have no idea. But when I've said before, when MediaCom is working, it's fire. It's awesome.
Non-monogamous relationship with my technology. I have both. Everyone made fun of me though when I first moved here and I got both installed. I needed it though because I'm running seven cameras around my house for the security. So I've got so much running in my house.
Cue the DM from some MediaCom rep or some CenturyLink rep listening to us right now to find her on social media at Heather Lee MD.
If you want to fight over me,
yes,
one of you, I would be willing to endorse either one of you because I'm happy with both of you.
You're ready to let them duel.
Let the games begin. Next.